Song of Spring by D. Ellen Goodman Shepherd, published in the Bath Eastern Times newspaper March 23, 1854. I come, ye have called me long. I come o'er the mountains with light and song. I come to the sleeping earth with a wing of gold and a balmy breath. I come with a tone of joyous mirth, piercing the regions of gloom and death. I have laid a finger on ice-bound streams, and they smile to the smiling skies above, while deep in their waters a blue eye gleams with a glance of joy and a look of love. I come from a far-off land, and my brow is beaming with rarest flowers. I hold a wreath in my outstretched hand to strew over hills and dales and bowers. I will bathe on the meadows, cold and bare, and the emerald turf will spring to birth, while amid the greenness blossoms fair will lie like a carpet over the earth. I come, and the young leaves start on the proud old trees, and on shrub and hedge, and the lilies with timid and folded heart lie dreamily over the streamlet's edge. The violets hide their dewy eyes and fold in their blue leaves a golden beam, and tones from the far-off lapping skies seem borne on the light breath of bird and stream. I come with a fairy's tread, silent yet musical in my mirth. I have twined a wreath for the youthful head. I had wakened a smile on the sober earth. In my eyes no trace of sorrow dwells, on my fair young brow no shadow falls. I throw a gleam into lonely cells, and sunshine on lordly mansion walls. I know that since last I wandered here, with my glad young face and my smiling eyes, with a heaving breast and scalding tear, ye have seen full many a fair one die. And I look in vain for the rosy cheek that was wont to pimple beneath my breath. And I know, though I hear no voices speak, that they lie in the icy arms of death. But I will not weep, for I come to sing. No tones of woe to the drooping heart. In my glad, bright way, only flowers will spring. Beneath my touch, only joy will start. I come to the waiting earth with a golden dream and fragrant breath. I come with a voice of joy and mirth, piercing the regions of gloom and death.